This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, it's good to be back after a week away from the station, and as we move our way through this fourth week of November, the holiday season is in full swing. Joyce Vickery, nutrition educator for the St. Louis Dairy Council, stopped by the studio, and we, of course, talked about incorporating dairy products into our holiday meals, but also how to have a healthy diet while filling up on those casseroles and desserts for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Well, sometimes it can be a little bit of a challenge, but as long as we kind of key in, focus on eating healthy foods, and also it's very important to keep physical activity going on through the holidays, we can do that. So some of the things I might suggest, a couple things. First of all, start your day with breakfast. Don't skip meals. A lot of people think, if I skip a meal, I'll be saving calories, but that's not the best thing to do. Make sure you choose protein-rich foods, and that's where milk and dairy foods come in. Milk, yogurt, and cheese are a great source of protein, and protein keeps you feeling fuller longer. And just throughout the day, make sure that you're eating a variety of healthy foods, vegetables, fruits, whole grains, and also lean proteins. So that's pretty much the key right there.
Sounds easy enough, and I do like most of those foods that you mentioned, but then we have all of the sweet treats, pie and cookies and fudge and everything else. So how do we fit those in to our diet? Because we know, at least I know, I'm going to be eating some of those. So how do we try to stay healthy but still enjoy some treats once in a while?
Well, I think we all have the opportunity to enjoy treats. The thing that we do have to keep in mind is probably making sure we practice moderation. So all foods really can fit. And, of course, we all enjoy pumpkin pie or, you know, our favorite type of ice cream over the holidays. So some of the things you can do, again, just remember the portion size. Maybe choose a smaller plate. Choose a smaller piece of pie or share that slice of pie with your favorite person so that it's a smaller serving. And remember, you can always balance things out. So you can always have higher calorie foods and then maybe eat a little bit lower calorie foods for the next couple of days. It all balances out in the end, hopefully.
Well, it's nice to hear you say that. Someone, nutrition is your specialty, and talk to us about that, because you hear so many dieting fads, and they talk about cutting back on portion sizes. And I've always heard that you can still eat the sweet things, but you've got to balance it out and not just eat all sweet or all high-calorie food. So you're telling us it is possible to keep a healthy diet.
Right. Just watch the sizes again and practice moderation.
Sounds great. So I know you can also still bake those treats, but sometimes you can supplement things or change up the recipes for them too.
I'm a big advocate for just kind of looking over your recipes that you're going to be baking. You can always change things up. Last night I made a cranberry sauce. Well, it called for like a cup of sugar, and I did cut that down to 3/4 cup. So always look at that. And even in baked goods, you can usually cut the sugar by about a third or a fourth. So experiment with that. And then also Greek yogurt. That has just got to be one of my favorite all-time products. But you can use that when in your baking products. And that can be a substitute. For example, if you're making a quick bread, instead of using that cup of oil, you can substitute 3/4 cup of Greek yogurt. And that saves you over 1,000 calories.
Wow.
I think it was like 1,700 calories. Plus, it kicks up the protein from the dairy and also the calcium. So that's always a win. And then one of my favorite things for Thanksgiving is to offer fresh fruits or fresh vegetables. You can use that Greek yogurt to make the dip. Again, makes it really low calorie and still gives you lots of taste.
That's what I was going to say. I've heard of it being used as a substitute for like sour cream.
Yes, you can do that.
Mm-hmm. And definitely higher protein.
Yes.
So, awesome. Well, great tips. As always, I like to say, Joyce, you always have good things for us to keep in mind for all of our baking needs. So, of course, you're with the St. Louis Dairy Council, and we talk about how important it is to get those servings of dairy every day and all those nutrients that are packed in. How can we do that during the holiday season? Because I'm thinking of all these treats that might not be totally dairy, ideas for us to incorporate that dairy into our diet.
Well, there are lots of things you can do. I would recommend start your day with breakfast and make sure that maybe dairy is a part of that breakfast, whether it's cereal and milk or a fruit smoothie that has yogurt and milk in it. And remember, a lot of those holiday drinks do include dairy. Around this time of year when it starts to get really cold, there's nothing better than a hot chocolate, hot cocoa that is made from milk. That's a great way to get some dairy in there. And, of course, there are so many different grab-and-go dairy products that are out there. Whenever I'm traveling, I tend to grab just like an individual serving of either string cheese or even just the yogurt and have that as a snack while I'm driving, especially if it's a long trip. Those are perfect.
Definitely better than eating that candy bar or something that you stopped and grabbed at a convenience store.
Or the bag of chips.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yes.
Well, great ways to keep those dairy foods in our diet and have healthy snacks. Now, of course, to eat all this stuff and have it in our home, we've got to go shopping at some point, and everybody's schedules are crazy. And I think you have a few things, some more tips on how to fit all this dairy and healthy eating into our schedules.
Absolutely, because not only are we grocery shopping, but we're probably out there shopping for gifts for the holiday season. So when you're out and about shopping, my advice is to eat something healthy before you go, whether that's some Greek yogurt with a little honey drizzled over the top and maybe a little sprinkling of pecans or something like that, or just some whole grain crackers and cheese, or even a glass of milk with maybe a banana. So don't go shopping hungry. Eat a little snack, even if you're going grocery shopping or shopping for other items. And if you are out in the mall shopping, remember all those steps do count. I'm always amazed some of those shopping days. It's very easy to get those 10,000 steps in without even realizing it. If you do have to eat at a quick serve restaurant, well, remember to go for the healthy options, maybe a side salad rather than the fries. Avoid the soda, get a milk. That kind of thing. So there are easy ways to kind of sneak in healthy eating even when you're shopping.
Well, Joyce, you've given us so much great information, but as always, there is somewhere that our listeners can visit if they would want more, a few places you can tell us about.
Yes, visit our website, which is stldairycouncil.org, and actually in the opening page, in the What's Happening section, we do have a couple holiday recipes they might be interested in trying. Your listeners might want to try our cranberry yogurt bread or our Parmesan crisps. So those are there. And also visit our webpage, our Facebook page, which is STL Dairy Council.
All right, Joyce, thank you so much. We have one more thing to discuss. You have been a friend of the station for several years now and our listeners, but your time with the St. Louis Dairy Council, I think, is coming to an end soon.
Yes, and it makes me a little sad, but I'm looking forward to starting over a little bit with something else. I am retiring. I've been with Dairy Council for 40 years, so I've been so happy to be able to come and visit you on a monthly basis. It's been great.
Well, I've been so happy to have you. It was so nice to have you on the show and have you become a friend of the station, of me and everyone else that's here. So congratulations on your retirement. 40
Thank you.
Years. You're welcome. So we have, our conversations about dairy are not coming to an end because we have a guest with us today who is stepping into your shoes. So we'll be talking with Jill Williams. Jill, welcome to the station. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, thank you. My name's Jill Williams, and I'm a registered dietitian. I have a lot of experience background working with schools, but I'm really excited to transition into this new role. Taking over Joyce's position, it seems like such a fun job, and it'll be fun to just be out promoting dairy.
Yes, well, we're so excited to meet you, and we can't wait to talk with you some more. Are you from this area originally, or tell us a little bit more about your background?
Yeah, I'm originally from the Springfield area. I grew up in Springfield. I went to college in Southern Illinois, SIU, and then I moved away. I lived in Texas for several years, but then moved back to the Springfield area. So
what led you to St. Louis Dairy Council?
Well, it seemed like such a great job. And, I actually said when I found out that When I was applying for the job, I found out that the person who had the position was there for 40 years. I thought, well, that seems like such a great,
right,
such a great place to work. Yeah, this opportunity isn't going to come up again anytime soon. So it's been a lot of fun so far, and I'm excited to get started. So
awesome. Well, it sounds like you've got the experience, and I know that you will learn and fill Joyce's position with no problem. So, Jill, thank you so much for being here today. It was nice to meet you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, too.
All right. And Joyce, good luck. Congratulations on retirement. And it's been so nice having you here the last few years.
Thank you, Katie. It's been my pleasure.
And once again, our guests of the show this morning, Joyce Vickery and Jill Williams with the St. Louis Dairy Council. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.